Wembury and Haybrook Bay Walk. Heritage. Once you climb up inland, you get tremendous views over the Plymouth Sound. With its natural harbour and surrounding geography, Plymouth has a rich and important maritime history. Plymouth Docks were one of three principal historic dockyards of the Royal Navy, along with Portsmouth and Chatham, and were set up in the 1690s. These dockyards were crucial for the maintenance of the fleet, which was Britain's first line of defence. They also became important industrial sites, often being technically innovative. Because of this, their protection from attack was vital. Many attempts have been made on Plymouth Sound and the dockyard, including the Spanish Armada in 1588, Napoleon in 1803, and the German forces in 1939. Plans were drawn up to protect Plymouth from bombardment from the sea and from enemy forces attacking landwards. As the range of destructive power guns increased, so the successive rings of fortifications became more complex. The main period of fortress building was in the 19th century, especially after the Royal Commission of the Defences of the United Kingdom report in 1860. But there is a sequence of surviving defence works going back to the 15th century and on to the end of the 16th century. 24 forts were built encircling Plymouth in two rings to protect them from seaward and landward attacks. They were planned and constructed during the 1860s at a cost of around £3 million. There were three forts covering the seaward approaches to Plymouth. Fort Picklecombe in Cornwall covered the western side. The Breakwater Fort covered the central area. And Fort Bovisand guns covered the eastern side of the breakwater and the entrance to Plymouth Sound. The breakwater was built by Sir John Rennie to protect ships from prevailing winds and protect the entrance to the harbour. Nearly a mile long, the breakwater was constructed between 1812 and 1841 using 3.5 million tonnes of limestone from Breakwater Quarry at Orrestone. It was purchased from the Duke of Bedford for £10,000 and the total build cost was £1.5 million. That's equivalent to about £100 million today. The lighthouse on the western end of the breakwater was built using white granite from Luxulian in Cornwall and it was first lit in 1844. It was originally planned to put a lighthouse on the eastern arm as well, but a beacon was erected instead the following year. As you walk around Wembury Point today, only the odd queue remains to its busy and varied past. Before World War II, this was the location for two holiday camps, with nearly 200 wooden chalets there. The concrete remains of the old seawater swimming pool and can still be seen on the small beach as you walk around the point. Both camps were closed at the outbreak of World War II and the Ministry of Defence requisitioned the land at Wembury Point. During World War II, it became one of the noisiest places imaginable when HMS Cambridge, the most important naval gunnery school in the country, was sited at Wembury Point. It remained in use until March 2001 when it was decommissioned. The site was bought by the National Trust with the help of 30,000 individual donations. The buildings on site have since been demolished and the National Trust now manages the area for nature conservation.